Okay, today's daf is Psachim Lamed Aleph, and we're going to talk about Kachim Betek Abayis and Kachim Mizbeach. The Gemara tells us in the bottom of Lamed Abayis, a machlokas between Abaya and Rava, Itmar, Baal Chov, Abaya Amar Mamafreya Hu Gove, Abaya says, Abal Chov is Gove Lamafreya, which means that it's Ke'ilu, it was considered his in the interim, but Rava Amar Mikano Lahaba Hu Gove, Rava said, no, Mikano Lahaba. So says the Gemara, Kol Hecha Ta'akdish Love, Vizavin Love, anywhere, what's the Nafkamina? If the Love is Makdish, or the Love sells in the interim before he pays back, Kuli Amalo Pligi Dasi Malve Vitar, if the Malve could go and take it away from the Lekuchos, or from Hekdish, Va'asi Malve Uparik. The Malve could come and be Torah from Lekuchos for free, and it could be take it from the base of Migdash and Parik, Rashi, Mina Hekdish, Davar Muat, but that's only a Dinter Rabbanan, Kedei Shelo Yomru, Hekdish Yotzi, below Pidyon. He has to give a little bit to the base of Migdash, so people don't think things will leave the base of Migdash by itself without getting pidyon. Ditzan, as the Mishnah says elsewhere, Mosif Odinar Upodas and Achasim Elu. And the Machlo, the Nafkamina is Dezavin Malve. The Kaddish Malve, can the Malve be Makdish or sell it in the interim? Is it already considered his? Abaya Amar Lamafreya Hugove. Abaya says Lamafreya is considered the Malvez. Kivan Demata Zimne Veloparei. Once the time comes and the Lova did not pay back, Igloy Milsa Lamafreya to make Kar Bershusi Avikoi. So it originally was in the Rishus, Ki'ilu Lamafreya was in the Rishus of the Malve, Veshaper Akdish, Veshaper Kazavin, and therefore he was able to be Makdish or sell it at that time. Verava Amar, no, Mikana Labogo, Verava said, no, only from now. Kiva Tilu, Havi Lezuze, had the Lova had money to pay back, Havi Masalik Lubezuze, he would have been able to pay him back with money. Ishtakach Tahashtakakani, so only now it becomes his. This is the Gemara. So the first half of the Gemara is what we're going to focus on, and Rashi's comment that everybody agrees that the Malve could come, if the Love is Makdashit, the Malve could come and take it out of Hekdish, says Rashi. But 1 minute, second, the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Nun Tes tells us Hekdish Chametz V'Shichur Mafkir Midei Shibud. Hekdish is Mafkir Midei Shibud, meaning if something is Meshubit and I'm Makdashit, so then that breaks the Shibud, and the person it's Meshubit to cannot get it from the base of Mikdash. It belongs to Hekdish, so Hekdish is Mafkir Midei Shibud. That's Befeirish against this Gemara. That says the Malvi could go and take it from the base of Mikdash. So the Gemara says, the Rashi says, Dafka Kedushas Haguf Ka'amar Rava. When Rava says that Hekdash is Mafkir Midei Shibud, that's Kedushas Haguf. When you give something to the base of Mikdash to be used as a carbon, to be used inherently, not to be redeemed. Kagon Konamos, O Behemel Karban, O Beget Shepirso Alames, Gehidi Yavamis, Gabi Istila Demilsa Vachulu. Aval Kedushas Damim, but value Kedusha, or also known as Kedushas Bedek Abayis, Lo Amrinan. If I give something to the base of Mikdash, which will be redeemed, and that's what it's meant to be for, so then that is what our Gemara is talking about, that the Malve could go and be Podef from Hekdash. This is also what Rashi says in Maseches Gittin, right? It's not just here. Rashi in Gittin on Daf Mem, Amid Beis, says the same thing on that Gemara, where the Gemara there also quotes the line of Hekdash Mafkia Midei Shibud. So Rashi quotes there, Hekdish, asa shor apotiki, if I designated my shor to pay back a loan, the hekdishu kedushas haguf la mizbeach, and I makdish it to the mizbeach after that, so it works. V'davka kedushas haguf, to kedushas damim lo mifka ashibur. Only kedushas haguf, kedushas damim is not mafki ashibur. Kid it's not, as the Mishnah says in Erechin, mosev odinu repodes anachazam alalu, and you're able to be Poda these nechas. And the question is, what exactly is the difference? Why should one hektish work and one hektish not work? Is there a fundamental difference between these hektashos? They both end up being hektish. So Tosfos gives one explanation. Tosfos there in Gittin Adaf Mem Abayis says, well, since kedushas damim can be redeemed, so maybe that is what means that it's not even hektish in the first place. While kedushas aguf cannot be redeemed, so therefore that allows it to be hektish. That's what Tosva says. To kedushas haguf kiven dechayla sulo paka. Once it's chal, it can never be redeemed, and therefore it's stuck. You can never get out of it. Ava kedushas damim lo alim kekoach hektish mikoach makdish kiven deish lo pidyon ruy yelavkoa. You see the weakness of the hektish by the fact that it could be redeemed. And because of that, by the fact that you see that, so it must be that it has problems becoming hektish in the first place, and therefore it is not mafkia midei shibud. But maybe there is something more fundamental that comes up here. If you look in Tosfos in Meruba, in Baba Kama, Tosfos in Meruba, and Daf Samach Gimel points out that there are two psukim, the Gemara quote, to tell me that if somebody steals from hektish, one is not chayiv in kefel. Two psukim, right? The Gemara says on some of these, Re'ehu Amar Rachman of Lo Hektish. You only pay kefil to Re'ehu and not to Hektish. And Tosfos asks, V'temolari, Omai Yitzrach Re'ehu Lumute Hektish mi kefil. Between time is gone. Of what do you need Re'eo to exclude? Haleka Shvua behektish. Okay, there's no Shvua. That's one problem. V'im Tomar l'kama nafkala bepirkin. Later on, if I involve l'maid hektish mi v'guna mi beis ha'ish v'lo mi beis hektish. Right, it's a different limud. V'guna mi beis ha'ish v'lo mi beis hektish. What do you need two psukim for? So Tosfos, the answer is really they work together. Really, they work together. Mi beis ha'ish, beis ha'ish, you know, is not Re'ehu. Hasamachim birushim mibeis ish deshayach be re'ehu kidechsiv velo mibeis hektish. Right, so Tosfos says really is one really is megal on the other. They really work together. Or the Rishash here says that you don't pay kefil to hektish, and you don't pay kefil to the bialim. Right, that was by the two psukim. You might have thought you pay hektish to one or the other. You don't pay hektish to either. That is what the Rishash says. That already opens up that maybe there's a little difference between them. But if you look in the Rambam is clear that it is both of them are needed, and it's referring to two different things. Says the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Beis of Hilchos Geneva, Hagonev es Hagoi, Oshagadev nechse hektish, eno mishalim ala keren belvad, sheneemar yishalim shnayim lirei'ehu v'lo lehektish. If you steal nechse hektish, then you don't pay double, because Yishayim Shayim, the Re'ev Lo Lehektish, the Re'ev Lo Lagoy, V'chein, and then the Rambam adds, V'chein, Hagonev Kachim, Mibes Ba'alehen, if somebody steals Kachim from the house of their Bailim, Bein Kachim, Kachim, Bein Kachim, Kalim, Bein Kachim, Shein, Bailim, Chai, Bech, Ryusan, Bein Kachim, Bailim, Chai, Bech, Ryusan, doesn't matter, Nedr, Nedava, Harizah, Pater, Men, Akefel, Umitashlumi, Dalet, V'hei, Shenemar, V'guna, Mibes, Ishlam, Mibes, Hektish. So the Rambam clearly quotes both psukim, and not as a repeat. The Rambam quotes one, the first pasuk, Re'ehu is by Nichse Hektish. That sounds like Betek Habayis. And the second pasuk is by Karbanos, Kadshim Yibes Balayan. That sounds like Kadshe Haguf. And the Rambam quotes two different psukim. So what does he need two different psukim for? So, another question. If you look in Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Vav, Daf Ayin Tes, there's a stira, Beferish. If somebody is Tavach, somebody is Tavach Umachar, if somebody steals from a person, and there is Chayev Kefel, and then we know Tvichu Mechiri is Chayev Dal Vehe. If he's Tovech Umachar, Ashar Ruseh. What happened if he is Maktish, Ashar Ruseh? Is that called Mechira? Is a Kadosha called Mechira? So that's a stira in the Gemara. On Daf Ayin Vav, it says that it is not called. When you sell it to a friend, then it changes reshus. When you give it to the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't change. That's the Gemara Ayin Vav. And if you look, three blot later on Daf Ayin Tes, it's exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. V'yashmin and Seifa, gone of a hikdish, mali machro lehedyo, mali machro leshamayim. There's no difference. If you sell it to a hedyot, if you sell it to the shamayim, that is called a mechira. So ask Stosvis, both on Daf Ayin Tesam and Aleph, and on Daf Ayin Vavab and Aleph, have you answered the stira? Stosvis answers, kachay bedek habayis, and kachay mizbeach. By kachay bedek habayis, that is called a mechira, and that's the Gemara on Daf Ayin Tes, that's Stosvis. I read, kachay bedek habayis. By kachim mizbeach, it remains connected to the owner. But by kachim mizbedek habayis, it changes. So what's the yisod? What's the yisod of this distinction? The Tosfos Rid on Daf Ayin Vav denies the distinction, but again, Tosfos has it. So Rab Chaim quoted by a number of sources. You have it here in the Rishimo Shiurim in Baba Kama on page Tuf Ayin Tes, and that is Hakdasha of Bedek Habayis and Kachim Mizbeach work very differently. They both end up of the Beis HaMikdash, but they're very different. Amar Grach Zatzal, Shekachi Bedek Habayis Chalukim Mikachim Mizbeach Beikir Chalusam. The Chalos, Hagonev who makdish lebedek habayis. If somebody is steals and is makdish, chayiv bedal vehemi din mechira. Why shekain kachi bedek habayis he mamon hektish v'kinyano. Hamakdish hiknes habehema lehektish bedek habayis v'kinyan gamur. V'yachare shekdisha in abam shayach es klal lehedyot. Bedek habayis, how does that work? The person is makne it to be mamono shel hektish. That's step one. That's how it works. It becomes nichse hektish. Memela, once that's true, then it gets Kedusha. A person is not makdish it directly. A person doesn't imbue it with Kedusha. A person makes it mamonu shal hektish b'dini mamonis, and then memela hektish chal on it. Lefichach, And that's why if it's called a mechira. Din amak just to bedek abayis kedin mechira ba'almo mechayev dal behei. Kachay mizbeach? No. I'm not makne it to the Beis HaMikdash. I imbue it with kedusha. I'm makdish it. Memela, it's somehow disconnected to me. It becomes bereshus hektish, but not because I made it mamono shel hektish. It's just because I put kedusha onto it. But that's not a mechira. And therefore, you're not chayav dal vehei. Meidach ikra chalos tekachim mizbeach hu chalos kadosh lemitzvah sakrava. Beram gam acharei hektish hamakdish havi bala karbon v'yesh lo ba kinyan mamon lefichach ein lahektish lemizbeach kimechira lehedyot v'aganav pater midal vehei. And therefore, the ganav would be pater from dal vehei in that regard. So it says Reb Chaim, that's the yisod, and it's quoted by the Reb Elchanan in the Kovetz Aris in Nun Beis Ches, and quoted from the Grach Halashas in Reish Memtes. But this is the fundamental distinction between the two. They both end up hektish. The question is, what comes first? Is it mamono shel hektish? A person is makdish it and makne it, and because mamono shel hektish, and then memela the kedusha is chal, or the person imbues it with hakdasha directly. The Rambam uses different psukim, and it's beautiful. Because if you think about it, why would a person be potter from kefel? Is it because he didn't do a maisa geneva? Or even if he did a maisa geneva, he has a patur tashlumin, because you have to pay re'ehu. So when it comes, says the Reb Chaim, explaining the Rambam, right, the two psukim are about two different things. Yishalim shtayim le're'ehu, that's about a patur tashlumin. Right, v'guna mibeis ha'ish, that's about a hafka of the maisa geneva. So, by Kachi Bedek Abayetz, it's a perfect Maisa Geneva. It's a perfect Maisa Geneva. It belongs to Hektish, it's Bershus Hektish. Everything is Hektish. And therefore, why you putter? Because you have to pay Hektish. It's a Patur Tashlumen. Yishalim Shnayim the Re'ehu, Velola Hektish. But when it comes to Kachi Mizbeach, that's a lack even in the Maisa Geneva. Because it's still yours. It's still yours. It's not Shel Hektish, but it's Bershus Hektish. So, for a Maisa Geneva, you have to steal it, Merishus Hektish, and that you don't have by Kachay, that you don't have by Kachay Bedek Abayis. That's what Reb Chaim explains in the regard to the Rambam's two different psukim. That's the Rambam. Bedek Abayis like a shum bailus l'maktish b'chefs l'achash hektisho. V'lachein maybe a Rambam zeres hakasiv l're'eu v'lo l'hektish l'amed shagurim nechzei hektish ena mishlam keifa l'hektish. L'umaseh b'kachim izbeach maybe a pasiv v'gunim b'beisa ish l'amed she'ena gunev karbon mishlam keifa l'bala karbon because you didn't do a full maisa geneva. And therefore it is different. Again, it makes sense because kachim izbeach as the Tosfos alluded to, right? Kachim izbeach has to remain shel bailu because you need the kapara. You need the kapara. That's what Tosfos alludes to in Baba Kama on Daf Ayin Tes. But there are other sources that point out this as well. The Rashi earlier on Daf Hey, where Rashi quotes Vaguna mi beis the shalacha yataroa aval taroa shalachirim v'shel gavoha. So Rashi says there, what's excluded from Bal Yerubay Yematzei? Which hektish bedek abayis. Not Hektish Mizbeach. Right? What chametz are we talking about? Must be Chalos Toda. Chalos Toda. Some type of chametz that is Shel Hektish. So why does Rashi say that? Only Bedek Abayis is excluded from Bal Yerubay Yematzei and not Mizbeach. The answer is because Mizbeach still belongs to you. And it's still Shelcha. And that's why you'd violate Bal Yerubay Yematzei. Mashenkin, Kachim Mizbeach. It's Rashi. And that's Rashi Lishitaso here. Let's get back to our Rashi. Why is it that Hektish Mafiyem Midei Shibur, that's Kachim Mizbeach. But our Gemara that talks about that the mocher can, the malveh could go and redeem it from the Beis HaMikdash, that's kachay bedek abayis. Why? Bedek abayis is first and foremost dinim amanus. So if it's dinim amanus, so there's a prior shibud. There's a prior shibud, then the malveh's shibud comes first, and therefore he could go take it from the Beis HaMikdash because it's not, doesn't belong to he didn't have a right to give it to the Beis HaMikdash because it's all about dinim amanus, step one. But when it comes to kachay mizbeach, it's imbuing it with kedusha. That has nothing to do with dinim amanus. I could imbue something with kedusha, period. Even if there's a shibut against it, and then it's stuck, then the malva is stuck, and hektish is mafkia midei shibut. And there are other sources that point in this direction as well. If you look in Tosfos Yeshanim in Krisus on Dav Yud Gimel Amabes, the Mishnah there discusses that a person could do one act and be chayev many different karbanos. Yesh ochel achila achas v'chayavan la arba chatos v'ashem echad. So could eat one little kezias and bechayev five karbanas, four karbanas chatas and one asham. Right? What's the case? Tamei she'achal chelev v'haya nosar mina mukdashim biyom kippurim. Right? All of those averes. So what's the asham for? The asham is for the meila. Asham is for meila. So if you look in the Tosfos Yishanim, here says the Tosfos Yishanim, v'hada chayev asham mi'ila anosar, afagav delo shavim midi. Right, didn't we learn two daf ago? We learned in Psachim and Parakol Shot Afkhaftes that if somebody eats chametz hektish b'moed, he's not moel, at least according to one opinion, there's no meal because it's not worth anything. Hasam b'kedushas damim. By kedushas hadamim, bedek abayis, if it's not worth anything, you don't violate me'ila. Zol nachta alav kedushas haguf. Ukshneser bahana eino shavapruta. V'lo nenem en hektish shavapruta. Masha'en came here we're talking about kedushas mizbeach. We're talking about a carbon. So that does not have a minimum requirement. There's no minimum requirement for mi'ila. So that's the yisod gadol of the Tosfos Yishanim. The shear for mi'ila by kedushas damim mishaber pruta and for kedushas aguf is kol shehu. The question is why? What's the difference? It says the nesivus in Simon Chavches, Ozbeis, and says Reb Chaim. There's two different mi'ilas. The mechayev for mi'ila by kedushas damim is gezela, and therefore it needs pruta because it's all about the dini mamonis first and foremost. Mashenki, Kedushas Aguf is about Chilul Hektish. It's about Bizoyon Hektish. And therefore, there's no minimum. It's just, it's not in the world of monetary law. And therefore, it would be Chayev even if it is not worth anything. So that's what the Rishim Ashir, and that's what the Rav quotes from Reb Chaim. Sheb Kedushas Damim Ho, Yeshba Rishas Gavoa, HaMachayev Shomilu, Chalos Gzela, Ve'en Gzela Pachat Bishar Pruta. Ve'en Kedushas Aguf, Machayev Shomilu, Chilul Hektish, Ve'isuri Hana, Bishir Kol Shehu. And therefore, it would be aser. So that's Rashi and Psachim Daf Hey. That's Tosfos Yishanim increases Daf Yud Gimel. The Rambam in Meila Gimel Aleph. The Rambam says Kachem Mizbeach Shemesu Yatsu Yidei Meila. Mashma that Kachem Bedek Habayis Shemesu Lo Yatsu Yidei Meila because it's still worth something. Kachem Mizbeach. It's all about the destiny that about the Hakrava. And therefore, once it loses that, then it's Yasu Midei Me'ila. Kedushas Aguf is also about the Bailus Mamoni Shel Hektish, and therefore, Misa doesn't automatically remove it from Me'ila. And then there's the Rambam who basically says it Beferish. The Rambam in Arachin Vav Ches. Rambam in Arachin Vav Ches talks about Hektish Ilui. If something's already Hektish, could you make it more Hektish? Can you make it more Hektish? So the Rambam says, if something is Kachim Mizbeach and you want to make it Bedek Habayis, that's possible. Hektish is chal. And what do? V'te'arech ha-behema v'tipadeh. You evaluate the animal, and you give that money to the Beis HaMikdash, and you're makriv the animal. V'yipluta me'le betek abayis v'abehema tikrav l'mashayisa b'tchila. The animal is a carbon, it's kachim mizbeach. We give it as a carbon, and then also, you have to redeem it and give that value. Aval, the opposite doesn't work. Aval ha-makdash kachim betek abayis l'mizbeach v'omar harezu ola o shlomim o hechrim l'kohanim. It's already betek abayis. Then you say, harezu ola lo asa klum. It's meaningless. You can't do anything add to it. Ve'ein hektish mizbeach v'lo achrim chala kachim betek abayis. She'ein adam makdash davar she'ein o'shalo. A person can't be makdash davar she'ein o'shalo. And therefore, says the Rambam, you can't be makdash it. So ain't the makdash davar shalo, right? So what does that mean? It means that there's it's not yours. Dini mamon is wise. It's not yours. So that's beferish the Rambam. Hek the kachim mizbeach is yours, and therefore it can work to add on the kedushas bedek habayis. Ironically, you might think that it's more kadosh, it's more inherently kadosh. No, it could still have that, but the other way it doesn't work because ain't the makdash davar she'eno shalo. There's a lot more that another number of other nafkaminas. The Gemara in Kiddushin Dav Zayin talks about pashta kiddushin bekula, right? That if somebody wants to marry a half a woman, the kiddushin can be pashtet bekula, and the Rav Elchanan there says this would only apply lechora to and the comparison is to a behema. The parallel would be to kedushas haguf, right? That expands naturally. Kachem mizbeach would not kachem bedek habayis would not expand because it's rooted in dinei mamonis, and therefore the same halachas wouldn't apply. There is one other idea. The Gemara in Chulin, Adaf Kuf Lamites, we don't have time to go through it all. The Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Lamites talks about trying to figure out a case of Shiluach HaKan that the Gemara says is a Patur Hektish from Shiluach HaKan. So the Gemara's Maskana is that maybe you're talking about a case where you have birds, your Makdish birds, they fly away and then you find them in the forest. So you'd be Chayiv to do Shiluach HaKan in Chulin, because they became hefker when they flew away. But they're pater by Hektish. But the Gemara says it's only pater by Kachim Mizbeach. I'm sorry, by kachim bedek abayis. By kachim mizbeach, they retain their kedusha. You don't have to worry about birds in the world because there's a rove against. Kachim bedek abayis are hefker when they fly away. Masha'en came by kachim mizbeach. Why? What's the difference? So Tosfos says applies it to even someone's chulin animals. But it's beautiful. Kachim bedek abayis, first and foremost, grows by rules of dini mamonis. So when something flies away, it is yeyush instead of yerushus, so it loses its kedusha. And therefore it's hefker. Masha'en came kachim mizbeach, it has kedusha. Nothing to do with dinim mamonis elements, and therefore, even if it flies away, it will still remain kadosh. So again, these are many nafkaminas, but it all helps us explain the Rashi on our daf here in Maseches Pesachim.